Welcome to Beauty with Lane, where we'll spill the tea on shocking stories, mindset and wellness, motherhood, relationships, and lifestyle. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it here and leave in a better mood. So get your mugs ready, everyone, because we're about to sip some serious tea. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Beauty with Lane podcast. So you might have noticed that there was a brand new intro, and that is because we are officially in the first episode of season 2. Now, technically, it's the second one, but I kind of just stole the audio from a YouTube video that I created because I wanted my birth story to live on the podcast as well. But this is the first official episode of 2022, season 2 of the Beauty with Lane podcast. And like I said, you might have noticed that the intro is different, and that's because this podcast is evolving. So what started as my passion for beauty and what started as a passion for beauty when I was in hair school, and I wanted to dedicate this podcast to like a lot of hair advice, tips for other hairdressers, interviewing other hairdressers. It kind of evolved because my life evolved over the past year. Things have changed drastically for me and my family. If you are not up to date with all of the episodes, then you probably don't know that from the time that I started this podcast, we had an unexpected love baby, and then she joined our life in October of 2021. So my whole life went from being one thing to another like that. And it has been the most beautiful change ever. I am literally happier than ever. And every day I get a little bit happier and fill with more love. And I always think like, okay, it's not possible to be happier and to feel more content and more like just fulfilled. But every day I get proved wrong, even though being a mom and just having these different changes have definitely had their challenges, in the sense that there's like so much responsibility in being a mom. And when your child gets sick for the first time, it's completely overwhelming. And sometimes you just feel like this is so much, and it's like so much responsibility. It's the most beautiful responsibility in the world. So yeah, my life has definitely changed over the last year. I've had a career change. We've launched a business together, my husband and I, and just so many things are different. So I didn't want to limit this podcast to just being a beauty podcast. That's why I said like this podcast is going to be all about like mindfulness, wellness, lifestyle, parenting, relationships, because there are so many things that I'm passionate about that I don't want to limit myself just to beauty. So while I could answer questions on like hairstyling and things like that, and that's definitely something that I'm still passionate about, my life has evolved so much that I want the podcast to evolve with me, if that makes sense. So thank you guys for sticking along for the past year. I know I've been here and there all the time. Sometimes I have episodes like 4 times a month, while other times I'm barely getting an episode in a quarter. But this year, I'm trying my best to get in an episode once a week, but I'm going to give you guys an update on why I haven't been able to post this month, except for once. Well, actually, technically last month, because today is the 2nd of February. So yeah, wow, that was a lot just to talk about the intro. But in today's episode, I want to talk about setting goals and actually achieving them. And the title of this episode, I think, is going to be Systems versus Goals, Resetting Your Life. Because I have learned a lot this year on just the difference between setting mindless goals and being like, oh yeah, I'd love to achieve like my dream body or my dream financial status or whatever, as to actually setting systems to get there. And I think learning about setting systems, I kind of always knew, like in a way, in my own way, of getting things done, I think I had systems. But when I actually heard the term like set systems in place to achieve your goals, that really was a game changer for me. So we're going to talk all about like resetting for the new year, because this is technically the first episode that was supposed to go live on the 1st of January, but that's okay. We can be a month late. As long as we're getting somewhere, we're going places. So that's fine. We're going to be talking about 10 or 11 different things you can do to set yourself up for success in the new year, from a spiritual standpoint, from a financial standpoint, relationship standpoint. Like, I'm going to go over everything. So I got got you. I got you, friend. So before we jump into the tea on how you can reset your life, let's talk a little bit about life updates. So I have an entire list here. I'm actually recording this audio on my phone because my microphone broke. And, you know, I just didn't want any more excuses. I didn't want to be like, oh, I don't have a microphone. I can't record. I can't do this. You know what? If I want to do it, I can do it. I can make it work. And it is what it is. So I'm literally in my comfy home clothes. You know, my socks have a hole in it. This is my hair from yesterday. And I just got my daughter to take a nap. And I actually had a little bit of a mental breakdown this morning, but you know what? It's Tuesday. The episode's supposed to go up on Wednesday. And I was like, this is my goal. So I'm going to do anything I can to achieve this goal. So here we are. Happy Wednesday, everybody, since you're listening. If it is Wednesday, if you're up to date with the podcast. All right, so let's talk about life updates. So as of last year, I think where we kind of left off was July. And we were so stressed because our house was supposed to be finished in July, and it kept getting pushed back month after month after month. And I was due to give birth in October. And our house still wasn't done even in September. And we were living in my parents' house while they were gone in the States. And I was about to give birth to a baby. So that was incredibly stressful. And I was like, you know what? I cannot be on social media right now. I've really got to focus in on our life right now. But we finally finished our home. How do you guys like the new cozy corner? If you're watching the podcast on YouTube right now, I'm sitting next to my daughter's little cubby with all of her favorite books. She's obsessed with books. She's 3 months old, and I read her to sleep every single night. This month, she actually started like paying attention to the books, and she will look at the pages until she falls asleep. And it just warms my heart how I get to like read her to sleep every night. Like, if that's not goals, I don't know what is. So, and my mom got me this beautiful plant for my birthday. And yeah, so we're in the house. It's not completely done yet, but it was like move-in ready. So we're just putting in all of the final touches and stuff. There's still a lot that can be done, but right now we were like, let's just take a breather because we've had so many changes in the past year that I just want to relax and enjoy the house and our life as it is right now without constantly being like, okay, let's finish the bathroom. Let's finish this. Let's do the stairs. Like, it's too much. Okay, let's all take a breather in 2022. So yeah, my first update is that we moved into our home. We moved out of rent into my parents' house, stayed there for a few months while they were gone. And now we're finally in our own home. And then I had a crazy birth story. It was so like unexpected the way that I gave birth. Everything happened within like 48 hours. If you haven't heard my birth story yet, it's the previous episode, and it'll definitely take you on like a whirlwind of emotions and a roller coaster of events. And I had a lot of you guys write in. Honestly, I didn't expect anybody to listen to that episode, to be honest, because it was so long and so full of detail. But I got quite a few messages from you guys saying that you listened to it and it reminded you of your birth experience and a lot of the feelings that you had forgotten that you felt when you gave birth. So the fact that I was able to help you relive like one of the most beautiful moments of your life made me so happy. So I'm actually shocked at how many of you guys listened to that and enjoyed it. So you know what? I'm like, let's keep it real on the podcast. Let's just talk about life and life experiences and not hold back, because obviously we're all pretty much out here living the same life. And I think when we're able to open up and be honest with each other, we can connect a lot better and understand where each other is coming from a lot better. And yeah, so I'm really excited about this year's podcast because I have a lot of different ideas. I want to interview different people. I want to bring on moms, psychologists. Like, I want everybody. I want you guys to be able to relate to every single episode. So I'm really excited. I have big plans for the pod this year. So thanks for sticking along. Thanks for listening to the previous episode. And if you didn't, you should listen to that one so you can like hear the full extent of what happened with my birth. It was crazy. And then I became a mom after birth, and that was such a like heartwarming experience. The craziest feeling of love that you'll ever get. Like, just becoming a family in unity with your husband and having a child together and just feeling the love and the joy that your baby brings to you. like nothing really can compare to it. So yeah, becoming a mom has been the best thing ever. It's definitely come with a lot of growth. I think that I've just grown so much just in the last 3 months, and I've learned to mother my child and try to be the best mom that I can be for her. So there's been a lot of learning and growing there, and that's been quite the experience. I've really, really loved it. But like I said, she has been sick two times so far. And that has been one of the most heart-wrenching and anxiety-filled times of my life. But I'll get into that a little bit later. So I've got quite a few other updates, but they all kind of wrap in from December of last year. December 2021, everything was going great. We were so excited to have Christmas and, you know, having Christmas with our firstborn, and it was just going to be like this magical experience. And then my dad and my mom got COVID, and, you know, I wasn't really worried because they were super healthy people. And it was like, you know, they're going to get better in 2 or 3 weeks. I've had COVID. My husband's had COVID. We were like, you know, they're going to recover very quickly. And my mom recovered really quickly, but my dad's body just took like a really hard hit with COVID. And he ended up being sick for like really, really sick. He ended up being hospitalized, and he was in the ICU. And was in the lung hospital, and it was just a really, really difficult time. Now, all of this started to transpire around like 2 days or 3 days before Christmas, but my dad was basically really, really sick. When he finally got hospitalized, they were like, you know, your dad is in a very severe state with his COVID pneumonia, because it developed into COVID pneumonia. And it took a really long time for him to recover. And it was just a very, very scary time for us. And then he was hospitalized until the beginning of January, I think. And then he's still recovering now, but like, thank God that he's getting better, because it's just been a whirlwind, but he's getting better. It was just a really scary time. Then in the midst of all of that, on December 30th, I caught something. It was really bad. I also got pneumonia, and I ended up going to the ER, and they said that I also had COVID pneumonia. So knowing that my dad had COVID pneumonia and now I have COVID pneumonia, that was super, super scary. And I'm a breastfeeding mom. I was taking care of Ivy, who at the time was, I think, like 9 weeks old. So I slept with a mask for 7 days. I washed my hands until literally the skin came off of my fingers, and I tried my hardest to protect her. But then she ended up getting sick, but she did not get pneumonia. She got something completely different. Even though we were inside that entire time, I think she just got some sort of bug from me, but I'm so thankful it wasn't pneumonia. But Ivy and I ended up going to the hospital for 3 days, and that was just the hardest experience of my life, like taking my baby to the hospital and staying there. But I'm so thankful and grateful for the doctors at the Pelican Hospital, because they took really great care of us. And I actually gave birth in that very hospital on the same floor. And right before I went into surgery, I was in like this room. And anyway, when Ivy and I were hospitalized, we were in the same room that I was in right before I gave birth. So it was kind of like nostalgic and bittersweet. I was like upset to be back in the hospital for not happy reasons, as opposed to like my birth, because birth is obviously like a super exciting time. Yeah, Ivy and I ended up being hospitalized for 3 days. The doctors did a great job. They got us right back up on our feet. The reason we went in was because Ivy began to become dehydrated, and I noticed that she was becoming very, very tired. And we went to the doctor a bunch of different times, and nobody was really listening to my concerns. And I was like, no, I know she's not being herself. They're like, oh, you know, well, babies get sick, whatever, like just go home. And I was like, no, there's something wrong with my daughter. Like, she's not okay. And finally, on the third doctor that we saw, she was like, no, I understand your concerns and I see them. Let's do some like testing on her. And they found out that she had 2 different infections, and they were treated within a couple of days. And yeah, that was a very challenging time, but she got all better. She recovered 100%, and there were like no complications. It's just that I wanted to be in the hospital in a way, because it was her first time being sick, and I didn't really know you know, it was my first experience too. So I'm still in this like learning situation, you know? So anyway, that was in the very beginning of January. And of course, when me and Ivy were sick, Andre got sick as well. So, oh my goodness, it was just a lot of sickness in the month of December and January. But then we all recovered, we were all good. And then I had my 24th birthday last weekend, so literally just like 3 days ago. And I turned 24. It was the most beautiful birthday ever. Andre surprised me with a trip, and we packed up and we left for the weekend. We went up into the mountains. And it was beautiful. It was snowy, and we got to see like these gorgeous mountains with snow peaks, and there was snow all over the evergreens. We went to this little resort area and we had dinner at the restaurant, and they had all of my favorite foods, and it was literally the best food that I ever had regarding like those specific meals. Like seriously, instead of a birthday cake, I told Andre that I wanted papanache, which is kind of like a fried donut with yogurt and jelly on top of it. It's one of my favorite things to eat. And every single meal that I got, it was literally the best that certain meal had tasted ever. So it was really nice to just spend time with Andre and Ivy up in the mountains. It was our first vacation in like pretty much a year, because last year was so go, 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 rush to make the house, try not to give birth, you know, lots of different things were going on. So yeah, it was nice to just kind of unwind and relax after all of these crazy things have been going on in our lives. Yeah, that kind of brings you up to speed with where we are. So right now we're just finally back in our house, and everybody's getting healthy, so it's just time to relax and enjoy the new year. So that brings me into the meat of this episode, which is like, I hate that saying, but whatever. I can't really think of anything else right now. Today we're going to be talking all about how you can set goals and actually achieve them by using systems. So there are going to be 10 different things that I will cover. And the funny thing is, I wrote all of this stuff back in December when I had pneumonia. I was literally waking up every 2 hours to feed Ivy, and I would have these ideas and I would like write them down. And my very first point that I wrote is that you don't have to start making changes in January, which is hilarious because it's literally February and I haven't been able to implement any of my goals for the year really because of all of these crazy things that have been going on. So I'm literally practicing what I'm preaching in this episode. So everything that you get here is just my advice on how I'm going to be trying to achieve my goals this year. So my first point for you guys is that you don't have to start in January, okay? I've always been the type of person who never waits for a Monday. You know how you go through like phases with dieting, you know, where you're like, okay, I'm going to start Monday. I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to work out, blah, blah, blah. Well, I was always the kind of person who, like, sometimes my sisters or my brother or my dad, whoever, they'd be like, okay, we're starting to eat healthy on Monday. And I would always be like, well, why don't we just start now? You know, if we're going to be healthy on Monday, we might as well start now. It's Thursday. It's 3:30 p.m. What better time than now to start eating healthy? Yeah, I get really excited about new changes, small changes, not big changes. I'm actually struggling a lot with really big changes right now. If I have this idea, like I want to start making videos every week, I'll start filming in that minute. I don't wait until tomorrow. One of my favorite quotes is, and I say it to Andre all the time, kind of like in a joking way, but I'm totally serious, that today is yesterday's tomorrow. So if we keep waiting for tomorrow, we're never going to achieve what we actually want to, because we keep putting our stuff into this imaginary place like, oh, that's tomorrow's problem. You know, that's future me's problem, but you're still going to become your future self. So the steps that you take today are going to determine who you become in the future. So that's why I'm a firm believer in starting now. So I wanted to share with you guys a couple of quotes. My Instagram algorithm has, for reels, has been crazy recently. It's been a lot on self like development and how you can become a like stronger person, a more disciplined person. And one of the quotes that I saw was, "Today you can choose to evolve or repeat." And I think that I really live that out because some days I find myself literally doing the exact same thing. And I'm like, oh, why isn't this working out for me? Why isn't this working for me? Well, it's because I'm waking up and I'm repeating the exact same things every day. For example, if I want to achieve everything that I set out for myself now as a new mom, and also I'm also working part-time, and if I want to get things done that are personal to me, that are like non-essential, quote unquote, then I have to prioritize them and get them done. And so another quote that I'm really passionate about is, don't get mad about the results you don't have for the work that you don't put in. So if I get upset with the fact that my house isn't clean every day, because I really thrive in a clean environment, if I don't work and set out to clean, if I don't ask Andre to help me to clean and I just let the house get messy, I can't be upset about that because that's the result of my actions. So if I'm not putting in the work to get the results that I want, I have no right of being mad about that. A lot of times, just we as people, and I notice this all the time, like we complain about things. We complain about not achieving the goals that we have, not achieving the financial place that we want to be in. And we're like, oh, I just wish that things were easier, whatever. The truth is, they're not going to get easier, and we have to put in the work in order to get to the places that we want to go. So that means, yeah, you have to assess your time management. So if you're spending 30 minutes on TikTok a day, or on Pinterest, or on Instagram, or whatever, and your room is always messy, and you're upset that your room is messy, it messes with your mental health, it makes you feel dirty, then instead of being on Instagram for those 30 minutes, you literally have to sacrifice and do some good time management in order to achieve the goals that you want to. So this kind of leads me into another point that I really wanted to touch on, which is just because my bubba woke up. Let's see if she wakes up or if she stays asleep. Oh, looks like she went right back to sleep. Oh, I don't know. She's stirring. She's taking a nap on the couch right in front of me so I can see her. Back to our regularly scheduled program. So I remember when I was pregnant, and this is to all the parents out there, mom, dad, this is for you, okay? A lot of times during my pregnancy, probably well-hearted people who either experienced this, believed this, lived this, whatever. I don't know if they mean good by this, but when you're pregnant, people will come up to you and tell you the worst things, like, oh, well, say goodbye to your dreams because now you have to focus on the baby, or like, say goodbye to sleep. You're never, ever going to sleep again. And I want to do a whole episode dedicated to like positive outlook on parenting, because there's this like negative mindset that's surrounded, especially around mothers, that once you have a kid, your life's over. And I think that a lot of people just put this terrible light on becoming a mother that it actually scares a lot of women into to not become moms, because they're like, well, once I become a mom, I can never be myself again. But I just don't agree with that, and I don't believe it, because I believe that the way that you look at your life is how your life is going to become. So if you're constantly saying like, oh, I'm a mom now, like I can't do that, or like I'm never gonna sleep again, if you keep telling yourself these things, first off, you're gonna have a really hateful attitude towards being a mom. You're gonna like just be, what's the word? When you start resenting. Ah, there we go. Thank you, brain, for working on that one. So you're gonna start resenting being a mom if you constantly think to yourself, I can't do this because of my baby. But this year, I want you as a mom or as a caregiver, as a dad, to think, I am a mom and I'm going to achieve my goals, not I'm a mom, so I can't. So we're going to be replacing our buts with ands. So instead of saying, I want to do this, but I can't because I am a mom, we're gonna say, I am going to achieve this and I am a mom. And like I said, it all comes down to time management. So if you're not managing your time and you're wasting time, and I'm preaching to myself too, because there are definitely days where I think, oh, I should definitely film that podcast episode because I'm like super passionate about it. But I'll sit on the couch and I'll binge watch the entire season of Cheer, okay? That's 8 hours of my life gone. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. But did it help me grow as a person? Did it help me achieve my goals? No, it definitely did not. So I have to put these priorities in place and make time management better and set some systems up that are going to help me achieve these goals so that I don't like blame, quote unquote, my child for me not making my goals, you know? So there are a lot of Instagram posts that I see that are supposed to be lighthearted and funny about like your baby's crying and like not sleeping through the night. And while like sometimes these are relatable, I just think that the mindset behind them are not good. Hold that thought for 1 second. I gotta go get my baby. Okay, I'm back. So this is perfect timing because Ivy literally just woke up from her nap and she needed to eat. So I'm currently feeding my daughter. But so if you hear some noises, that's my little girl having her lunch. So this definitely goes into the and versus but. So I'm filming a podcast and I'm breastfeeding my daughter, you know? I don't have to sit here and think, oh, now I can't do what I want because my daughter's awake, you know? So I just really want to challenge that idea of negative parenting because I think that that really scared me before I became a mom because everyone's like, well, you have to put everything that you're passionate about on the back burner. And the truth is, you do definitely make a lot of changes in your life. At least in my life, I dedicate everything I am to being a good mom, but I still have like my passions and I'm not going to lose those because I think it's going to be important one day for Ivy to look at me and be inspired by me, or I don't know, I just want to be able to teach her that anything is possible when you put your mind to it. So while being a parent definitely is a full-time job, you know, you can always add a little part-time job if you're up to it. So we went to dinner at our friend's house a few weeks ago and she was telling me like that maybe she would like to become a mom, and she was really inspired by us because she said that when she invited us over, it was like 8 p.m. and she really didn't expect us to come over. The way that you're so stress-free with being a mom and you still do the things that you want to do while you're a mom was really inspiring to her. Like I said, you don't go out as late anymore. You don't stay out as much as you want. And if your baby's uncomfortable and crying, then yeah, you're going to leave early and you're going to go home. And the same goes for work. You know, if you can be able to do your side hustles and projects at home, then that's awesome because you'll be able to make your business while your baby takes a nap or while they're having some independent playtime. You can still work on the goals that you have. And let's say that your job is in the town and you have to go to a physical office in order to achieve your dreams or whatever. You can get a babysitter for 4 hours a day, or you can do daycare for 4 hours a day, and you can still make your dreams happen. Like, there is always a solution to every single problem that you have. And if you want it bad enough, then you can make it happen. It's just all about that mindset of like, am I going to actually be truly passionate about this and get it done and take on the extra sacrifices, like not sleeping as much or not scrolling on Instagram so much, or just the different places that we like spend our time in a wasteful manner. If you're willing to do that, then you can still achieve your dreams and be a mom or a dad. So that was definitely just like a little side rant, but I'm sick of hearing people say to me and to all of my friends like, oh, you're never gonna sleep again. That's not true. I'm still getting 6 hours of sleep a night, okay? I might be waking up every 2 hours, but I'm still getting 6 hours, okay? It's different, but you can still make it work. So if you are an expecting mom and you're worried about not being able to achieve your dreams because everybody's telling you that you can't, you still can, okay? Take it from me. Don't worry. You're gonna make it through and you're going to become the best multitasker and the best version of yourself. All right, so now let's get into the 10 things that you can do to set yourself up for a new year, a good new year. My first point out of 11 things is to sit down and reflect on the previous year and practice gratitude. So every year, and actually my second point ties into my first point, so grab a notebook and write down everything that comes to mind that you want to achieve in the new year. When you write down everything that you want to achieve in the new year, then you can reflect on the previous year and see where you had strengths and weaknesses and what things were you actually passionate about and did you want to achieve and did you achieve. So when I was preparing for this episode, I went looking for some of my older notebooks and I was able to find my 2020 notebook and my 2021 notebook. And I looked over all of the different goals that I had for that year. And it's funny because in 2021, at the end of 2020, I wasn't pregnant. So my goals were completely different that year. And it's funny because in 2021, at the end of 2020, I wasn't pregnant. So my goals were completely different. Okay, so I actually just turned back on the camera. Hello, it's me and my daughter here. She's going to join us. It's my lovely, lovely co-host, Ivy Dakota. You might hear some talking. You might see some stretching. All right, Bubba. Are you comfy? Are you comfy cozy? You want to play with the book? Okay, so where were we? Totally forgot. Oh yeah, so looking through all of your previous goals for your previous years is gonna help you see how much you've evolved, what your strengths were, what your weaknesses were, and what were things that you actually wanted to achieve, because you end up achieving the things that you're actually passionate about. So when I pulled out my 2021 goals and lists, Andre and I actually were able to tick off almost every single thing in our New Year's resolutions list. And that was a really fun feeling. The only things that we didn't do were like travel related because I was pregnant. And once we found out that I was pregnant, we wanted to hunker down and just finish the house and focus on getting our family life ready, basically. But other than that, we did really well on achieving our goals. And we set really realistic ones and goals that we were actually passionate about. And it's really fun to be able to go back and be proud of yourself, because some goals you achieve involuntarily because you're like, because for me, I set some simple goals like cook more mindful and healthy meals. And I ended up doing that for the majority of the year. So it was cool to go back through and see like the things that we were able to achieve. And then you can be proud of yourself and that can actually inspire you to do a better job in the next year. And also vice versa. If you look at it with a good attitude and you see the things that you weren't able to achieve, that can kind of light your fire and be like, okay, why didn't I achieve those things? Am I still passionate about them? And if I am, what are the steps that I can take in order to get those things done? So no matter what your list says, if you can tick off more things, or if you can only tick off a couple of things off of your list, you can still be inspired either way. The fuel might be different for your inspiration, but you can still be inspired either way. Right, Ives? What do you think about that? Yeah, baby. Good job. Good job. Let's hold hands, okay? So the next thing you can do in your planner is to separate all of your goals into different categories. So I always do mine into personal goals, spiritual goals, financial goals, and career goals, and also family goals. So I write down everything that comes to mind and I end up having like 5 columns worth of a bunch of goals. And I write down everything from literally liking my hair and like finding a good hairstylist that can do my hair well, all the way to a certain number that I want to hit on like YouTube or something that I want to do in my career, launch dates, all types of stuff like that. So it goes from like the smallest to the biggest goals. And then once you have everything written out, you can start to scale down. Okay, so this is part number 4. So once you have your goals written out, you have to ask yourself, do I truly want to achieve this for myself or is it for others? So if you have goals written out that are only going to be there to impress other people, then it's not worth having, because in the end, you're not working towards bettering yourself. You're doing it to impress other people, to be like, oh, well, look what I achieved, you know? And if you're not actually passionate about it, if you're not actually, say my daughter's eating my hand right now. If you're not actually passionate about the goals that you set, you're not going to achieve them. And if you do, you're not going to feel as good about them as if you wanted to achieve them. So that's why I think it's really important to do what you truly want and to scale down on things that are not important. Which leads me to point number 5, scale down. We can't set 100 new habits into place in one day. So pick out 2 to 3 things that you really want to do. It is extremely hard to implement a new habit. You have to have a lot of repetition for things to become a habit. I think it's a month of doing the same thing over and over again for it to become like a solidified habit. So if you say, okay, starting January 1st, I want to wake up at 6 a.m. I want to go on a walk. I want to make a healthy breakfast. Then I want to make a smoothie. Then I want to read for 30 minutes. Then I want to do this, this, that, and the other. That's going to work for the first day or two, and then you're going to get burnt out. So that's why it's really important to really ask yourself, what do I want to actually achieve? Is it to work out consistently? Is it to get my health in order? Is it to take care of my relationships more? You just have to figure, yes. She's like, can I get an amen? So you really have to scale down to two or three things that you really want to change. And then once you get those into place, then you can start working on the other new habits. So be a little bit realistic, but definitely dream big. So it's just all about the balance of that. So now let's get into the practical way of how you can achieve your goals once you've written them down. Tip number 6, take your big goal, then work backwards. Make mini goals based on your big goal and then divide it by time. Oh, one moment, please. It's a key, Bubba. All right, we had to get some toys. What I mean by taking your goal and then dividing it by time and setting mini goals is, so if I want to have 1,200 new listeners by the end of the year, that means that I have to have 100 new listeners every single month. And then I have to ask myself how I'm going to achieve that. Well, I'm going to have to do at least 4 episodes a month, which means that I'm going to have to film 3 episodes in advance. So I'm going to film on Tuesdays, edit on Wednesdays, and upload on Thursdays. So you have to be able to like break your goals down into mini goals so that way you can achieve it. Because if you just set this massive goal of things that you want to achieve, it's going to be really hard to get there without a game plan. So then once you break down your big goal, you can see how achievable it actually is. And then again, readjust. We're all about readjusting and accommodating to the new things that life throws in our way in order to achieve our goals. Once you break it into your daily goal, it's time to set up your system. So how are you going to actually achieve it? So you can assess your sacrifices and see if it's worth it, then break it down further into even hourly goals and daily goals in order to achieve your biggest goal. So this might mean that you need to make like better sleep habits, time habits, etc., which I definitely touched on at the beginning of this episode. But that basically is just, let's say in my case, I need to film a podcast episode today. That means that I need to wake up early, look over my script, make some new ideas, and set like hourly goals for myself. So from 2 to 3, when Ivy takes a nap, then I'm going to try to film, or, you know, just set it up into a really good system. Another system that I set in place for us is I just didn't ever want my dishes to pile up again. So I empty out the dishwasher as soon as I wake up, and then throughout the whole day, just fill it up. And then at nighttime, I'll wash them and do that every single day. And that way I never have dishes pile up in my sink, and I'll make that little sacrifice of 5 minutes of cleaning up every few hours just so that I have a good system in place. So I never have to go through having a massive pile up and doing the dishes for an hour instead of just a couple of minutes here and there. So that's how you can set a system up to in order to help you reach a goal and to be set up for success. And once you set up your goals into hourly goals, you can see how much time this goal is actually going to take up in your everyday life, and you can assess if that's worth it to you. Our next tip is for you to stop following people who don't inspire you on your social media channels. So if you're following people who make you feel worse about yourself, for example, if you're following IG models that are like completely photoshopped and they just have this kind of lifestyle that, you know, isn't inspiring you and isn't like making you want to become a better person, then just unfollow them. Only follow people who inspire you and have the kind of life that you want to set out for yourself. For example, if you see someone who has a great family life and is super humble, and that's the kind of person you want to be, then you need to follow those people and see what steps are they taking in order for you to be able to get to a spot like that as well. So there, I only follow a handful of people on social media. Miss Ivy is being a great co-host right now. I only follow a handful of people, and all of them make me happier at the end of the day, and they never make me feel bad about myself. So that's the kind of people that are in my social media following. If I see people being super negative and always talking down, then a lot of times I'll write them and be like, hey, are you okay? Like, can I help you with anything? Or like if I personally know them. And then honestly, if things don't change after a while, you just have to cut your ties, cut your losses, and fill your mind with things that are going to inspire you to achieve all of your goals, and like people who are going to help you achieve your goals. Which leads me into my last point, which is don't give up and have a good support system. It's okay to not hit your goals as long as you're making progress and doing your best, which is something that I'm learning because my days are different now, and I do take care of Ivy most of the time, and I love it. She's currently looking in the mirror and she's blowing bubbles at herself because she knows she's a queen. But every day of mine looks different. So some days I have lots of time to myself and other times I don't. And I'm not going to beat myself up if I'm not able to get in my workout, or even if I'm just literally not able to cook that day. You know, if we have to order something and we have to eat a little bit unhealthy for a day, I mean, it is what it is. And you just have to be able to realize like this is not going to be my everyday routine. You know, if I mess up today, I'm going to make up for it tomorrow or next week or whatever it is. For example, I wasn't able to start the podcast until February 1st. And my goal was to start it January 1st and have a new episode every week. But I wasn't able to do that. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. And I'm just going to, you know, start now. There's no better time than now to start. So I hope this episode was helpful to you. I hope it inspired you. So yeah, I hope that this episode was super helpful for you. I hope it inspired you in one way or another to write down your goals and start working towards them to start achieve them. I believe in you. I know you can do it. Miss Ivy here believes in you too. And we are just so thankful that you listened to our episode today. So we will see you guys next Wednesday in our next episode. And that's the tea, everybody. Bye.